The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Did you hear that I was not allowed to sleep in my own bed the other night?
No, I did not.
Our dog Darla, she's like about 14, but she acts like a puppy generally. She's the queen of the house. And I've talked about her before. She had to have surgery. She had a couple of like masks that had to be taken out because they were precancerous. And so she's got all these, she's got like 30 staples in her side and some in one of her paws too. One of the things we were concerned about is Darla always sleeps in the bed because, like I said, she's the queen. And so my wife and I were talking and Darla was in the bed and she was kind of right in the middle of us, usually where she sleeps. And my wife goes, "Oh man, I hope we don't roll over and kick her or anything like that. I'm really nervous about that." And I could tell by the tone of her voice that she was dropping hints. And I said,
"To get out."
Yep. I was like, "Do you think I should sleep on the couch?" And she's like, "You know, I don't know, maybe, you know, maybe." I'm like, "Okay, I get it. Like, yeah, I'm fine with that. I know my role." Right? So I did. I slept on the couch and Darla got the bed, which I have said before in a joking way that if one of us was going to get kicked out of the bed, it was always going to be me. And then all of that, it clearly came to fruition. So I thought, have you always slept in your own bed?
Yes, I have.
I put this on Facebook too and Instagram, and I got some funny reasons people weren't allowed to sleep in their bed. Not just like, "Oh, I screwed up and my wife kicked me out," but some other ones. Like this one came from Mike. He said, "My wife had a late night snack in bed and there were cracker crumbs everywhere and I didn't want to wake her up, so I just slept on the couch." Like, I guess anyway, Dustbuster would have been too loud. Didn't want to wake her up. This another one was, so I slept on the couch because I left my a load of unfolded laundry on the bed, and so I didn't want to move it, so I just slept on the couch.
That's valid. I could see that being definitely a reason I would end up sleeping on the couch.
And finally, this one was from Casey. Said, "My wife brought home 12 pillows from Home Goods to test them out, so there was no room for me. I slept on the couch."
That's awesome.
Fantastic. Anyway, so...
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
I told you I got kicked out of my own bed. Had to sleep on the couch the other night, and I didn't do anything wrong. It was because our dog Darla, she had some surgeries, so she gets the bed and she gets to be more comfortable than I do. I know my role, I get it, and I'm okay with it. So I was talking about why you weren't allowed to sleep in your own bed, and by the way, I might have to like get a bigger bed. We only got a queen bed, so Steinhoffels, I'm gonna need a king size bed so we can both sleep in there. Cindy, why did you get kicked out of your own bed?
It's every weekend. I have two grandchildren, and when they come sleep at grandma's house, they get my bed, and I gotta go sleep in the other bedroom.
Right,
I let them have the queen's bed.
And you even have another bedroom for them, and...
I know. I try to tell them, go sleep in the other bedroom. No, Grandma, we want your bed.
Yeah, they want Grandma's bed. All right. I mean, it's kind of cute. You know what you need to do? Right. You need to either get the same bed for the other room or switch them out. You know, and you're like, suckers. A little bait and switch. Switching the other bed. Thank you for calling. All right, Vicky, why did you get kicked out of your own bed?
Because I had two dogs and two cats taking up a king size bed sprawled out, so there was no room for me.
So they were already asleep, and you came to bed, and it's instead of moving them, because obviously you don't want to disturb them.
Yeah, well, they found their very best spots, and I was on my pillow, on my husband's pillow, and then sprawled out. One's a Dalmatian, so she can spread out.
That's how you know you're a pet person, right? Like, you're a dog-cat person. You're like, I don't want to disturb them so much that I will go inconvenience myself. That's funny.
Sometimes it's just not worth it.
I gotcha. Because, then they're up, and they want to play.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, on Saturday when I'm at Steinhoffels in Orland Park, by the way, I'll be there Saturday. I'm going to be looking, you're going to find me by the mattresses.